Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Diane Blackburn as my special expert guest. Dr. Diane Blackburn, PhD, DNM, DHS, CLBA, and IPA instructor, has been involved in the field of integrative medicine for 30 years. She participated in extensive international relief work in Thailand, China, and Japan, where she acquired valuable insights into the universal nature of the human soul. Diane is a practitioner, researcher, and teacher in the fields of iridology and live blood analysis. She has published a PhD thesis on iridology and quantum hematology, demonstrating that a quantum leap of creativity can be recorded during a live blood analysis session. Diane is the co-founder of Quest for Health in Vancouver, BC, an innovative clinic where she practices iridology, live blood analysis, and biofeedback. The clinic advocates a pro-consciousness diet and lifestyle. Diane teaches her unique vision of iridology, the Tao of the eye, and advanced LBA blood energetics to all those interested in delving deeper into the energetics that influence and shape our bioenergetic body. Good morning, Diane, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Thank you, and good morning to you as well. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I saw you speak at the Superhuman Summit recently and was intrigued by your message and your presentation. It was really profound and quite excellent. And of course, you speak with a beautiful accent. So the first thing I'm thinking is, where does this woman come from? So can you tell us, where were you born and raised, and how did you end up working in the natural health field?
Well, I was born in Montreal, in Quebec, at the heart of French-Canadian culture, in a place called Le Plateau Mont-Royal. I spoke French my whole childhood and young adulthood until the age of maybe 25, when I had to learn English because I was working overseas. So, like many practitioners in our field, the field of natural medicine, we get into this field as a result of a quest to regain our health when we were faced with some health issue that the allopathic profession, the doctors, were unable to help us with, unable to diagnose us with what was the problem or offer any help. So this is when I decide to take matter in my own hand and embark on a journey of discovery. And on the way, I learned and became an herbalist, a nutritionist, an iridologist, and finally a live blood analyst. And somewhere along the way, I found the tools to understand and heal my health challenge. And I decided to keep going until I complete my PhD paper and obtain a degree of Doctor of Natural Medicine.
So what do you love the most about this field, this wonderful field of natural integrative medicine?
Well, what I love the most is the discovery, the research, and how it can impact our clients, how we can help them to know more about themselves, because this is what integrative medicine is all about. It's a medicine that is not about sickness and illness. It's about who we are. It's about finding inherent physical strength in our weakness and how we can be healthy with all the tools that are offered to us. Because, you know, now there are a plethora of diets and exercise and training, and there's so much offered to us. We are exposed to Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, Western medicine, and clients are often a bit lost into the application and what it means for all of them. So this is what I like the most on my part, is to make sense of all that with the client, to be able to guide them into who they are and how they can benefit the most from everything that is offered for them.
Now, you've traveled quite a bit, and your bio talks about relief work you did in Thailand, China, and Japan. What were those experiences about, and how did that affect your philosophy that you now practice today?
Yes. In the early 1980s, some people might know that there was a dictator in Cambodia called Pol Pot, who was literally annihilating his whole population. He was killing everybody in his country, everybody who had education and everybody who had something to contribute to his society. So this creates a big humanitarian crisis where thousands of refugees flood into Thailand in refugees camp. And my husband John was involved in interviewing all these people because they wanted to come in America, to immigrate in America, and they had to make sure that no communist or bad element will immigrate. And since we're French Canadian and most of these people spoke French, we work with those people. After that work was finished, we decided to stay in Asia a little longer. I did some Christian work, Christian relief work in Hong Kong. In China, I was part of international school. So working with all these people, suffering people, I realized very early that the heart of man is the same the world over, and we all have the same desire. We all look for peace, basically, and love, and there's not so much difference between humanity. It doesn't matter where we come from. We're basically all the same. So that had a big impact on me, that work that I did over there. And
yes,
it really shaped my philosophy of life and the way that I treat every client.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's a beautiful thought. Now, you have a lot of experience in the field and you specialize first in iridology. It's not as common as it maybe could be or should be in the mindset of the masses. If you
that's
go up
right.
to anyone on the street, say in Vancouver, just randomly choose someone and say, tell me what iridology is. They may or may not know, but it's likely they may not know of it. So maybe you can answer that question. Why isn't iridology as well known as it could be? And also, maybe you could sort of help us to understand what it is exactly and how it relates to our health.
Yes, it is true that iridology or iridology, it's for most people, it's a bit of a tongue twister. They have a hard time to pronounce it. It's a very old science and art. It originates in Eastern Europe, and it's very, very developed and popular in Hungary and in Germany and Eastern Europe countries. And in the last 40 years, a lot of research has been done into iridology. And now, especially with the new digital camera that we have, where we can take a picture of the eyes and see every single fiber in the depth, the eyes is beautiful. And that's probably what attracted me to iridology at the beginning, when I took a magnifying lens and I saw, you know, how beautiful the colors and the marking of an iris was. And later on, I realized that it was an old science into reading the eyes, the colors and the marking of the iris. This is what iridology does. It looks at all these markings and colors, the vein in the sclera, the size of the pupil, because we know that we are all born with a specific iris pattern. And this is fixed at birth and will never change. This is why we can use it in biometrics, you know, for iris recognition that is coming our way very, very quickly. And depending of where these markings and all these signs are situated on the iris, because there's a map, an area around the pupil where you can see issue with the stomach and the way that the, you know, the stomach will digest. And after that, there's another ring, which is very important, that collarette around the pupil will give us information on the colon and the enteric nervous system and the way that we eliminate what we eat. So it's very important as far as digestion is concerned to see what we have inherited from our ancestor. Where are the weakness in the digestive tract? We have other marking in every situation on the iris, having a reaction in different organs, the circulation. So the eyes is a really good way to see what are the potential, what is our health potential, what are our weaknesses, what are the organs or system that will give us trouble if, you know, we don't eat right, we don't have a good lifestyle, etc. For example, let's say that a client smoke is a smoker, and we look at the eyes, the iris, we magnify it, and we look at it on our computer screen, and we look at the area that will point to the lungs. If that client has inherited strong lungs, there's no genetic issue with the lung, most probably the smoking will not affect the lung, but it might be a problem for the circulation or for the stomach, depending where the energy will be weaker, as indicate when we look at the iridology. Also, various colors and ring and combination of elements help us to understand the client's constitution and the way that digests and assimilate and use the nutrient. And it is a beautiful science. And in the past 40 years, iridology really came into its own with the work of, you know, Bernard Jensen and Len Jensen in the States and doctors in Italy and in England. And many aspects of what we see in the eyes have been developed as emotional iridology. It's a beautiful science, and I teach it. I teach for IPA. I form iridologists. But I must say that I also realize that sometimes iridologists, they are lost in the details, in the minutiae of iridology. So I have developed a way to teach it where we go to the basic. We look at the constitution, various color. We don't go so much in the detail because I think that this was one of the problems. It's too complicated. It's too daunting at the beginning to study iridology. So I simplify it and I made it available to practitioners who want to use this wonderful tool, because all we really need is a magnifying lens and a little light to, you know, shine at the corner, and you see all the relief and the colors, and it is a wonderful tool that will help anybody who practices within the health field, a naturopathic doctor, reflexologist, trainers. If a trainer could even just look at the eyes of a person, that will give him or her such good information into their client's constitution. And that could be one extra tool to help them to develop the perfect exercise profile training.
Very nice. You know, you speak of Bernard Jensen. I've been in this business since 1975. My first mentor was Dr. Pavel Arola. Do you remember him?
Oh, yes.
So then that led me to reading, and then I read You Can Master Disease by Dr. Bernard mm-hmm. Jensen. Well, I just thought that was incredible, and I needed to meet him. And so I did have a chance to meet him, like a weekend seminar or something, back in the day in California.
Yes.
But I've always been impressed by this mapping system, and now with the technology. So you're taking an actual digital scan of the iris, then you examine it. So you're like an investigator, like Sherlock Holmes.
That's
you're
right.
Looking for evidence to then bring attention and knowledge to yourself, and then you convey that to your patient, to your client, and then that's what starts the treatment and the change?
That's exactly. Iridology is exactly what you say. We are able to see in a glance, really. I look at the eyes the moment that I take the picture. I have all the information there. And this is what is important for the client. This is what I pass to them. Let's say that the client comes to see us, and this is a very common issue that we have with our client. They have digestive problem, they have IBS, they have colitis, they have constipation. Let's just take constipation. How do we treat constipation with a client? There's many ways to go about it. You can relax the bowel, or you can use laxative herbs that contracts the bowels. And both will achieve results for some people and not for the other people. The key is in iridology. We will see exactly what to do for that condition. If clients have too much acidity in the system, we're able to see how the stomach process the nutrition, which system are too acidic. It could be the lymphatic system, it could be the stomach. We see if the client needs to do some cleanses, how a client will metabolize sugar or fat, or how the kidney will work. It will give us information to mineral, what is needed. It is a wonderful tool, and it is not that complicated to understand the basic. And from there, if the client or the practitioner wants to know more, he will have learned all the major signs and can just keep studying, push it further if they want. Specialize, many practitioners specialize in the digestive tract because that's really the strength of iridology. You know, if you study the old herbalists, you know that the saying that death starts in the colon, And iRadiology sees everything that's going on there, all the potential there. And when a client comes to see us, most of the time, it's not because they are, you know, so healthy and they're just bouncing with vitality. They already experience a condition. Most of the time, the medical is unable to help them until something is really, really broken. So we help them, we advise them, we show them the potential before anything is broken. And this is the reason why I love to work with children, because the pattern is fixed at birth. So you can really help the parent, you know, with the child's nutrition, the exercise profile. So the iRadiology is wonderful. I really encourage everybody to have an iRadiology consultation and for practitioners to learn the basic.
Now that brings up the next form of analysis that you do, because I can see the connection between the two. And what you're doing is collecting as much information objectively, because you kind of see things as they are. So talk to us now about the live blood analysis and what's involved in that actual process.
Yes. So live blood analysis and iRadiology, they work really good together. Actually, when I was an iRadiologist, I start to think, wow, I'm missing some clues, some keys here. I see what is the client's constitution and where the potential weakness and what has developed, but I want to have information about what's going on now, at the moment, about the nutrition of the client and different things. So I study live blood analysis, and live blood analysis is taking a drop or two of blood from the finger. So we look at peripheral blood. We don't take arterial blood from the veins like they do for blood tests. We take it from the tip of the finger. And we keep it alive between a cover slip and a slide. And we view it under the objective of a microscope. And we do dark field microscopy, which means that we look at the blood against a dark background because we want to see everything that circulates in the plasma of the blood. So we look at the red blood cell, their shape, how they aggregate together. We look at the white blood cell, which indicates what's going on with the immune system. And the shape of the red blood cell will give us a lot of information on what's going on with the liver, the kidney, various, you know, if a client lacks iron or B12 or... Of course, we see everything about the circulation. We're looking at the blood, so we see homocysteine, a blood clot, plaque, various shape of plaque, and we see microorganism, sometimes parasite. And we see a very important factor. We see what we call the zeta potential, which is the ability of the red blood cell to carry nutrition to every cell and tissue of the body. So live blood cells give us information about what's going on at the moment. So we see the weaknesses in the iRadiology, and then we see how it plays into the blood, because we cannot be healthier than our blood. If we have bouncy blood, blood that is all declined, that is circulating, that has a good zeta potential, all the red blood cells are nice and round, which is the ideal blood, and then the white blood cells are streaming in the blood, usually people who have that kind of blood are healthy, and they are in a good place also in their mind, because it works together, right? The mind and the blood. So that is what the live blood shows. And with the live blood, we do the oxidation test, which is from the same prick on the finger. We get a lot of millage from that prick. We also do another sample. We collect 6 to 8 droplets of blood that we let dry on the slides, and we look at it after that under the objective of the microscope. And this gives us good, more health parameter, because, you know, the blood is made out of iron, and iron carries oxygen and nutrition to every cell of the body. And the oxidation test will show us where we have problem with rusting a little bit, oxidation and free radical and issue with our lymphatic system, the pH of the fluid, what's going on with the thyroid gland or the adrenal gland, how we deal with stress. Very important one is to look at the heavy metal, which is a problem that a lot of us have issue with at the moment. So we can see the load of heavy metal and how it influences the body. This is how the live and dry blood works together with the iRadiology.
Right. Now, one of the advantages I can see here is that, let's say an individual wants to get a thyroid panel done. They go see their doctor, then they send them to a biomedical lab. They extract the blood, and then you usually have to wait, sometimes a week or two. You're not really part of the process. And then your doctor will let you know one way or the other, but they don't often explain anything in detail. Whereas what you're doing is you actually sit down beside your client and you're actually showing them the blood live as it's unfolding its mystery. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. The blood tests at the lab are very useful. Don't get me wrong. I get them myself because they give you number. So it's a quantitative evaluation of the blood. And the blood that they take from the arteries, vial after vials of blood, is dead. By the time it gets at the blood, it's dead. They dye it, they shake it. So they do an autopsy on the blood, which is very useful because they will tell you that you're lacking, you know, you have low count of neutrophil or you have anemia or, you know, they will give you all this information. Your thyroid, you know, is too low and, you know, they check a lot of element there. Whereas when we look at the blood, we do a qualitative evaluation of the blood. We look at the quality of the blood because numbers are important, but the quality of your blood, the way that your blood circulate, the way that it looks like, the all your red blood cells shine and are reflective, and the membrane, the strength of the membrane, all your white blood cells are streaming, give a lot of information, not only about the health, but about the other parameters that are important when we practice pro-consciousness medicine. So it's all very good, but the live blood analysis, it's really sad that it is not included into the medical system because it gives us so much more information. For instance, we often have clients who come to see us and we look at their blood and we notice that many of their red blood cells are too small, which means that these red blood cells do not carry enough oxygen and nutrition and iron to feed all the other cells of the body. So this is an indication of lack of iron. We cannot diagnose anemia, of course, because we cannot diagnose with what we do. We are very careful never to give a medical condition to what we see. We can tell the client your iron seems to be low, but we cannot say you have anemia. We can say you seem to have blood sugar imbalance, but we cannot say you have hypoglycemia or diabetes. So that's very important. But many times when we tell the client that the iron seems to be low, they will tell us, well, I just had a blood test and my iron is okay. So we know that maybe the numbers are okay at the moment, but there are conditions there in the blood concerning iron. So we see things sometimes 2 years before these issues are serious problem. Just an example that I will take about myself. I had a root canal. I know that's not the best, but I had no choice. Dentists are very strong about that. So I had that root canal, and a month or two after, I was not feeling good. I had no energy. I was, you know, I did not have my energy, regular energy. I didn't feel good. So finally, I decided to look at my blood because it might surprise you, Corey, but I don't look at my blood all the time. So I finally decided to look at my blood, and I saw in my blood it was loaded with microorganisms, very serious microorganisms. And I knew what it meant. I knew that if I did not take care of that, down the line, I would have been a good candidate for serious health issue, serious degenerative health issue. But, you know, so I'm thinking, how many clients are sick as the result of something like having a root canal and having the blood full of microorganisms, you know, that you dental foci there that is from the problem with the tooth. And then down the line, there's something serious and you will never think about associate the two together. So live blood analysis is very good for that. We see the beginning of bacterial problem and viral problem and microorganisms are the influence and the pH and the tearing of the blood and have the potential to create serious issue. Actually, there's a naturopathic doctor that say that in the case of chronic disease, there's nothing better than live blood analysis to identify the root of it and how to go about therapy treatment.
I agree. Yeah, it's a profound technology, and it's wonderful that we have someone like yourself available. Now, if somebody out there listening to this is interested in becoming an iridologist or to practice live blood analysis, where is the training? Is there colleges out there? Are they in the States, in Canada? Is it online? How does it work?
Well, I am an instructor for IPA, which is International Iridology Practitioner Association. So it's spelled IIPA. And I am a certified instructor for them. So I train and I form my iridologists. So the people can come to my office and can take the training. And I mentor them throughout, you know, they can get the book and all the material, and I will mentor them. The course for iridology is very serious. It's not, this one is over a year or even 2 years sometimes. So we make sure that the iridologist really knows his science and can do evaluation. There's many courses and many exams that the iridologist might pass to become a certified iridologist. However, like I was explaining, I also give a basic iridology course, which is very simple. I help the student to identify the major sign and the major constitution and the colors. And this one is a 3-day course. This one is very simple, very basic. It's called Constitutional Iridology. And this one, it's over a weekend, 3 days, and they can take that at my office. John teaches the live blood analysis. He has formed many naturopathic doctors and homeopathic doctors who are interested in learning live blood analysis. This is also given at our office. And the requirement for both of these tests is to have physiology and anatomy. Because, like I say, iridology and live blood analysis complement other form, you know, they will be an important tool to somebody who is already a practitioner to enhance and to help them to look deeper into who the client is. So we teach all that. It's all on our website. All the information is there.
Yes. And what is your website address, Diane?
Okay. So our website address is questforhealth.ca. And as you know, it is written QWEST, then the number 4, health.ca. And for the course, it is questforhealthacademy.ca.
Very good. So I encourage everyone out there to get to that site. And the video that you sent me, the Quantum Blood, is also really, really good. It's a very good educational production. I've got that on your webpage on our site now. So a lot of people will be looking at that.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. I kind of specialize in fitness and sport and exercise. So I encourage, and a lot of our students are trainers. And so what they use to impart determine health is a total fitness assessment, like measuring flexibility and aerobic capacity. So tying in the iridology exam, tying in the blood analysis with this approach would be absolutely wonderful to get that full spectrum of knowledge about us and ourselves, our individual, that relates to that discovery that you're talking about, and to get well. And how, you know, you're talking about pro-consciousness as we wrap up our interview. What is pro-consciousness in terms of diet and lifestyle? What do you mean by that?
Well, pro-consciousness is the idea that consciousness is the ground of everything. And it's the realization of how our emotion, our deep-seated mental attitude, and when I talk about emotion, I'm talking about these major emotions that are so, you know, we're talking about anger and worry and fear and low self-esteem and guilt, you know, these emotions that are part of who we are, how they affect our health. And we see that in the blood because the plasma of the blood is an electromagnetic fluid. And it's an ionized fluid that carries energy signature. And it carries the energy of these emotions. one emotion that I really like to use, because most of us suffer from that one. It's worry. Worry when a person is in that beta brain wave, you know, always thinking about that same worry in the mind that is not leaving and creating a lot of the beta brain wave. And when that happens, a lot of the blood and sugar is there utilized by the brain to assist that thought process. So many people who have worry also have bad digestion, because they are lacking the blood that they need for the digestive system to digest the food. In the blood, when we look at the live blood analysis, we see that when bad digestion is involved and problem with digestion of protein, the red blood cell will stack together like coin, you know, like you go to the casino, you have all your coins stacked one on top of the other. So you will see the blood stacking like that. When the blood stacks like that, the ability of every little red blood cell to deliver nutrition to the cell as they get squeezed into the little capillaries is diminished, because the blood comes all together. So there's a lack of oxygen in the tissue. So worry is an Anglo-Saxon word that means to choke. And that's what it does. The blood is choked. The tissue don't get what they need. They don't get the oxygen that they need. And if the stress keeps going on for a long time, the red blood cells are even more squeezed, and that becomes a serious circulation problem. So it's very useful sometimes to just bring that to the awareness of the client when we see the blood rouleau. And if the blood analyst has taken the specimen the right way, the blood should not be rouleau. But if it is, it means that there is issue with digestion. You know, we just inform our client, when you eat your meal, first of all, eat a meal. Don't just eat protein shake. Don't just eat smoothies. Make sure you eat a real meal, because your body wants to have food. Your body, your stomach wants to digest stuff and wants to eat some food. For most people, this is a good advice. Of course, I realize that sometimes we might need a special diet for some specific problem. But for most of us, you know, we sit down, we set the table, we take the time that we need to eat our meal, because now people don't eat. They have 5-10 minutes to eat their lunch, if they have the time to eat their lunch. And they're running the whole time. So that's one meal that is not being digested properly. So we really talk about conscious eating, that there's a reason why we should sit down. Our ancestors sat down and eat, and they broke bread with their friend. And, you know, at dinner time, we're all together. So this is an aspect of what we teach our client, to take the time to eat their food, to eat consciously. A big problem that we find right now is that people have a bad relationship with their food. Our food is almost the enemy for so many people now, and that shouldn't be like that. So this is our pro-consciousness approach. Our mind, our emotion is important in the equation of health.
Dr. Diane Blackburn has been my expert special guest on this edition of SNU. She is an expert teacher, researcher, and practitioner in the fields of iridology and live blood cell analysis. Diane, thank you so much for the time that you have provided with us today and for the work that you're doing in the field. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Corey, and thank you for this opportunity to share about what we do. Thank you so much.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com.
Representing lifestyle. Way of life. Listen, it's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. follow your dreams and see.